You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Happy New Year, everybody. Of course, not exactly a celebratory mood around the UC Health Training Center. The Broncos eliminated from postseason consideration. So this week's game is only for pride, reputation, and trying to get above 500. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here on the Mailbag. And let's get started with the first question about this weekend's game from Josh Lawton. It says, how does Matt McGloin's imminent start versus Denver affect the game plan that might be in mind for the upcoming week? Well, you'd imagine the Raiders are going to run the ball a lot more than they have most games, and certainly the success they had against the Broncos on the ground back in Week 9 leads you to believe they'll run quite a bit. We might see quite a bit of a six offensive lineman formations from the Raiders coming up during this game as they try to emphasize the ground game. If the Broncos can get them into situations where they can pass the ball, then I think the defense has a chance for some takeaways. If you look at the play that Alex Smith had where Corey Nelson came up the middle after two guys rushed up there, created a gap, forced pressure that led to Justin Simmons' interception. You get plays like that, but the key is going to be getting the Raiders in passing situations, in situations where Matt McGloin has to throw. And if they come out and run the ball down the Broncos' throat the way too many teams have this year, then I think you're not going to see the Broncos in very many chances for that. So I think you'll see the Raiders run quite a bit. Maybe the Broncos try to counter with eight, even nine men in the box sometimes, leaving Chris Harris Jr. and Aqib Talib in one-on-one coverage at the outside. I think we'll see quite a bit of that. The question is, will Matt McGloin test Talib and Harris? Probably not, given how other teams have faced those cornerbacks. So expect a lot of the run, and you hope the Broncos can have plenty of reinforcements there to try and stop the run on the inside, especially with Derek Wolfe having his neck injury, Brandon Marshall hamstring injury, a very battered Broncos defense coming down the stretch. Next question from someone who calls himself or herself lifetime fan. Now that Denver is out of the playoffs, can the team keep the championship defense together and still rebuild the offense? Well, if they maintain status quo on the defense, if they don't make any moves, if all the players that are under contract are still back, then that takes care of keeping that championship defense together, although obviously you need reinforcements on the defensive line. You know, Sylvester Williams, his contract is expiring. Adam Gotsis, they're going to expect more from him in year two. Derek Wolfe, they want him back to good health, but you're probably going to see them make a move. Maybe you re-sign Vance Walker. Maybe you add someone else on the nose. Maybe you try to get Sly Williams back. It's up in the air on the D-line. But with the defense mostly taken care of, the Broncos right now, at this moment, are looking at about $38.9 million of salary cap room. So that's where the money is going to come from to try to rebuild the offense. I think most of the Broncos' cap room heading into 2017 is going to be devoted to the offensive line. I actually expect something similar to how the defense was targeted after Super Bowl 48. Broncos were shredded by the Seahawks. Broncos needed more speed and power on defense. They went for Talib, T.J. Ward, DeMarcus Ware. That worked out great. I expect a similar emphasis on the offensive line this offseason as the Broncos try to rebuild that unit, a unit that was maligned and struggled most of the season. Thanks for the questions. If you want in on next week's mailbag, the first of the offseason that has arrived sooner than any of us hoped, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, Happy New Year. Take care, and thanks for watching.